Kia ora everyone, I'm Bronwyn Kirwan, the Chief Commercial Officer here at Fidelity Life. We've had a lot going on in the past few months, including some new faces, and today I'd like to introduce you to our new Chief Insurance Officer, Niall McConville, who's recently joined us from Melbourne. Niall, welcome.
Thank you, Bronwyn. It's good to see you again.
Great to have you with us. Look, I think it'd be great to hear a bit about what piqued your interest in crossing the ditch, coming across to New Zealand, picking up this exciting new role at Fidelity Life.
Sure. Look, I think there was quite a lot of reasons that I was interested in this role. I think first up, the role is a fantastic role. It really is. I love working with teams, and I love being responsible with the teams for providing really good underwriting and new business and customer service outcomes. And at the end of the day, a really big part was the claims opportunity. I really think claims are really where the rubber hits the road. It's what we're all about. It's the foundation of our business, and being able to change customer experience and improve customer experience at that time was a really big part of the role as well. I also really like the strategy of the business. It's a really simple strategy. The business knows where it wants to go. And finally, the third thing that was really interesting was the New Zealand-owned thing. I thought that was fantastic as well. It's a really good opportunity.
Fantastic. We think so too. So tell us, how's the first month in the gig been?
Yeah, it's going really well. What I've really seen is a business that is working really hard to provide advisors with really good outcomes all the time. Yep. Everyone in here is really focused on the advisors, and if it's not improving customer service, which we're always trying to do, it's improving technology, it's improving how we serve up what we do to advisors. Mm-hmm. It's a competitive market, so we're always trying to improve product and pricing and just the whole proposition, and all the teams are all working really hard to constantly improve that, which has been very impressive, I have to say.
So Niall, I know advisors will be keen to get to know you, and really interested in understanding a bit more about your experience in the life industry. I think it's 25 years and counting that you've been around the traps, and also how you found life insurance as a career in the first place.
Yeah, I think like most people who are in life insurance, probably with the exception of actuaries, they've sort of fallen into life insurance. It's not something you sort of really, as a kid, you go, I want to work in life insurance. So 25 years ago, I got my first job in life insurance in a call center for a company called Legal & General in Sydney. And basically over the years, I've just worked my way up all through the different machinations of businesses. And I think after 25 years, it's really given me a really good appreciation of one, what great work the advisors do with customers all the time, but also how a life insurance company works from the very front line, because I've been there and I've seen the importance of having really, really good frontline staff and basically all the machinations of what works in the background. I think what gives me a little bit of a unique position, I'm very fortunate to be in the role I'm in. A lot of people who are in senior roles in life insurance probably haven't started in the call center. Like, I think if we think about it, it's quite an unusual path. Most people sort of come in at maybe a middle management level or whatever, to who end up in sort of exec roles. And really what it gave me as I worked my way up over the years is a really good understanding of the importance of frontline people, because I've been there and I've seen what it's like to work in an area that you're always under pressure and how difficult that is to provide service. And I now really fundamentally believe, because of that experience, how important it is to make sure that the teams are well equipped to be able to do what they need to do every day. So I think, you know, it's been a fantastic 25 years. I've really enjoyed it. I've learned a lot, met a lot of amazing people, and I'm looking forward to meeting more of the advisors in my time here. And I'd say next few years will be really exciting with Fidelity. I'm looking forward to it.
So important, particularly given the journey that Fidelity Life has been on. You know, we've been quite honest with our stakeholders that things have challenged us in the service, some of our service areas over the past 3 to 5 years. It's fantastic to be able to welcome a new executive to the team who really knows what it takes to, you know, lean into some of the challenges that we're facing, whether it's technology or training, particularly in a fairly dynamic environment such as the one that we're in. Also really keen to understand your experience with advisors. I know that you've worked closely with advisors, particularly in your previous role in Melbourne. Talk to me a bit about your thoughts on the importance of advice, and particularly the role you see advisors playing and where Fidelity Life goes next.
I think the role advisors play in New Zealand society, Australian society, is so important, right? And it's actually been proven in studies that people who go and see a financial advisor actually live longer, actually have better health outcomes.
Absolutely.
And why is that? Because the advisors educate them and help them financially. And at the end of the day, it's that's the value that advisors bring. They take away a big pressure that's in people's heads all mm-hmm. the time, worried about mm-hmm. financially. Mm-hmm. And if they've sat down with an advisor and they've worked out what they need to retire and made sure they've covered in the event of something really bad happening, I just think it gives them peace of mind. And that's really important. And then really at claim stage, when something really bad happens to customers, because they've been to see an advisor, because we know the reality is if they haven't been to see an advisor, they probably don't have any insurance or the appropriate insurance. If they've been to see an advisor, they will. Mm. And the claim will enable them to just focus on getting better. They don't have to worry about whether I could pay the mortgage. Mm. They're able to just focus on getting better. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, one of my neighbors in Melbourne got cancer, and one day he was having chemo, and one day he was coming home and I was coming home, and I just asked him how he was going, and he said, you know, the most amazing thing for me is how many people in the room having chemo today are in suits. That's because they don't have insurance. Mm. That's because they have to work as well. Yeah. And because he had had insurance, he was able to just focus on getting well. And that's the value that advisors bring, right? And that's why I'm so passionate about advice and the value that it brings to New Zealanders. Mm-hmm.
And how do you see advisors working with Fidelity Life going forward? We've obviously launched a new strategy. It is very focused on the role that advisors play, not just in New Zealand, but as partners to Fidelity Life. Talk to us a bit about how you see that unfolding over the next year, two, three.
Yeah, I think advisors are going to really see an improved Fidelity. Like, every business needs to improve all the time, right? And it's an exceptionally competitive market here.
Yes.
But the reality is this business is so focused on getting better outcomes for advisors. So advisors that use Fidelity today and have done over the years are just going to continue to see an improved proposition across product, price, service, everything. And advisors who haven't used Fidelity are going to start looking at Fidelity because they're going to be hearing from their peers just how good it is, mm-hmm. or they're just going to be giving it a go, because we are just very much, they can see our commitment to the advice market. I really think the next 3 years for this business are going to be really, really, really exciting. It really has a nice feel to it, and it just is a business that's just about to go, and that's what I love, being in a business that's growing. It's a really good place to be, and I'm looking forward to the journey with the advisors.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So Niall, something I know about you is your exceptional reputation for people leadership, in particular leading large teams of people. So can you just tell us a bit more about your leadership style and how you see that showing up through our people and how advisors will experience that?
Yeah. I think I really fundamentally believe that leadership is a privilege. So when you get to lead people, you have a fundamental impact on their lives. You really do, because people spend a lot of time at work. Mm-hmm. So as a leader, if you can make that a really good environment, and it's all just about explaining to people what's happening and bringing people on the journey and the culture. And I really like working with really large teams that are very focused on talking to customers, because my teams here at Fidelity probably speak to customers more than any other part of the business every single day. Mm-hmm. So it's about the teams understanding the importance of the role that they actually play within the organization, and also understanding the industry that they work in and how advisors work, etc. And that all comes through training. So I'm a really big believer in spending a lot of time and effort on training the staff in big, large teams, understanding the industry they work in, and improving the culture by making sure that we have the right amount of people in the right jobs to do the job properly, and at the same time try and make the people's jobs easier by trying to maybe get technology to pick up some of the slack or remove maybe some of the more manual processes. Mm-hmm. So I suppose in a nutshell, I would say it's about having the right amount of people in the roles, and people just understanding the importance of the role that they play, and just saying thank you, we really appreciate all the hard work that you do. And maybe back to my beginning in the insurance industry, being in the call center all those years ago, I really understand that's a really nice thing to do. Like, when you're there and it's call after call after call, and then someone just says, thank you, that was really good, and you understand the importance that you play. So that's why I love leading large teams, because you can make a really big difference to individuals through good leadership, but also to the whole business with great customer service as one team moves forward.
Outstanding. So Niall, was there a particular moment in your career where you thought, yep, this is the industry for me, I really want to double down on life insurance and really follow this?
Yep, definitely. When I really understood the power of claims and what we do as an industry, mm-hmm. and the difference we fundamentally make to people's lives. Like every single day, every life insurance company in the world is paying out claims to people who are at a really low time in life. They've got a lot going on, health-wise, they've got a lot of issues and everything, and the life insurance companies come in and just take away all the financial stress. Mm-hmm. And I was just really taken by the value that that adds to society. Mm-hmm. What a great industry that is to be part of. And then also working with financial advisors and the value that they provide their customers on the front end. So to me, it was such a great industry to be in because you're helping people at the front end, helping them financially, helping them be able to retire through good advice. And then if something really bad happens as a life insurance company, you're there when the rubber really hits the road and they're having a really tough time through the claim. So really it was what claims do and the value life insurance companies provide that really made me say, this is the industry I want to be in.
Absolutely. And I just feel that passion as you're sharing right? That moment and that realization. Yeah, yeah. So can we change things up a bit? I know our advisor community will be really keen to get to know you a bit more. Who's Niall?
Yep.
So let's start with, I think, what will be a question that many of our advisors will be interested in. Tell us a bit about your favourite sports teams.
Sure. So my rugby union is Ireland, definitely. Even though I've lived in Australia for many, many years, okay. I've never been able to support Australia when it comes to rugby. I've been to Eden Park quite a few times with my mates, and each time Australia's got killed. But Ireland has been a really good team to support over the last few years. Obviously, World Cups have been a bit disappointing, haven't been able to get past the quarterfinals, but great team. And again, it's been built up with a great culture. And I think the next few years are going to be very exciting. So Ireland would be my rugby union team, definitely. My younger son plays rugby at a reasonably good level in Australia as well. So I like mm-hmm. going to sort of support the teams that mm-hmm. he's in as well. Mm-hmm. AFL, I'm a real AFL Sydney Swans tragic. I love the Swans, so I always go and see them whenever they're in Melbourne or I'm up in Sydney. And my whole family basically are all Swannies, and again, we've had a great run over the last few years. And then finally, because really the problem in this day and age is you could spend your whole life supporting teams and just never be able to do anything else because there's so much sport on TV. You got to limit it, I think. So my third sport that I follow quite hard is Premier League, and I'm an Arsenal fan. So there's a few Spurs fans in Fidelity, so we're already sparring. I would say probably rugby is my number one, then AFL, and then Premier League, but they're all pretty important to me, definitely.
So a real global lifestyle, and now adding to it with a stint in NZ. Yeah. So I know you're keen to get around the provinces and the major metro areas. Keen to come out on the road and catch up with some advisors and meet some new faces.
Absolutely. I love getting out, mm-hmm. seeing advisors. Like I spent probably 5, 6, 7 years of my career as a BDM. Great. So I've worked with advisors for a very long time. And I love just getting out and meeting advisors and just spending time with them and understanding how their business operates and understanding how we can partner with them better than we do today or continue to evolve that partnership. Advisors are just amazing bunch of people. One of the great things about our industry is all advisors are technically competitors, but they always share great ideas with each
Absolutely.
Other. And that's got to be quite unique, I think. Yeah. And it's really nice to be part of that. And mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to getting out on the road, meeting advisors, getting to know who the advisors are as well, and hopefully getting to spend some quality time, maybe go to a couple of rugby matches or have a couple of beers. It'll be pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Look, it's been great chatting to you, getting to know you a bit better. It's only been a month, right?
Yeah.
So still early days, but already making a big impact to the team.
Absolutely.
And as well as getting out on the road, I know that you're really open for advisors to contact you, and I think we'll be sharing your contact details. Be careful what you wish for, but it's great that you're receptive to all of those contacts. Yeah. So thank you for that.
No, absolutely. Look, I think at the end of the day, the only way I'm going to really know about what's happening in the business is by the advisors, and that's what it's all about. Like mm-hmm. at the end of the day, the advisor's experience with Fidelity is what matters. Mm-hmm. And in my position, I can actually make changes to improve that all the time. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know what's happening, then it's difficult to make the changes. So any advisor can ring me. My mobile number's there, email and LinkedIn. Just reach out. I'll always call you back. Guaranteed. Might take me a bit of time, but I'm always keen to have a chat.
Fantastic. And look, certainly coming over the hill, a really big development in your area is the launch of our new e-app for new business and underwriting. To our advisor community, we're really excited to finally be bringing this to you. There'll be more to follow, certainly through June and the coming months in 2024. We're really excited to be getting back in the game for advisors. Thanks for your support so far, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Bronwyn.
Thanks, Niall.
If you'd like to get in touch with Niall, you can reach him on his mobile at 027 225 6598, that's 027 225 6598, via email at niall.mcconville@fidelitylife.co.nz, or send him a message on LinkedIn.